Let's discuss some inyanei kavod habrios and kavod hames. So the Torah tells us, we know there's a biblical prohibition of tumas kohanim. The kohanim can't come in contact to the dead. They can't be in the same room as a mace. Discussion how far it goes. Does it apply to mace yakam, a non-Jewish corpse? But clearly there's a biblical prohibition of tumas kohanim. However, the Torah tells us, but for some close relatives, it actually says six, but we learn out the seven about the close relatives, mother, father, brother, sister, son and daughter, you know, and a wife. So we'll see that we could discuss the wife, but you want to be mitame for. The Kohen is mitame. So we see that there's an issa deraisa of tumas kohanim. However, then the Torah says afterwards, it says, however, so the Gemara learns out there's a mitzvah to be mitame for the seven close relatives. So, and it's a famous machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishma, when it says la yitama, what does it mean? Does it mean, is it an obligation that I have to be mitame? I have to help out in the kfur? Or, as Rabbi Yishma says, no, it's just a rishus, but there's no chiyuv. We pass like Rabbi Akiva, that a kohen is mechuyev to mitame for meis mitzvah, as well as the seven relatives. And the Prima Gondi learns that this is the source of kavod habrias as well. That if kavod hames, one is permitted to be metame lemesim and not permitted, one is obligated, how much more so to do kavod habrias, to do kavod achai. In fact, how do we know kavod achai is greater than kavod hames? Well, there's a famous Gemara in Ksuvis about if you have a funeral procession and you have a chasen and kala going by, so we stop, we let the chasen and kala go first because chasen and kala is kavod achai. So the Shitim Bukubesis, right, says that it is a universal kwal, that kavod achai overrides kavod hames. In fact, there's a whole discussion, a steer in the Rambam, but in terms of what comes first, Bikur Cholem or Nicham Avelim? Because the Rambam has an apparent contradiction. In one place he writes, Bikur Cholem takes precedence over Nicham Avelim. Another place, Nicham Avelim. So there's a whole Shtickel Torah, or Sameach discusses it, but the klal is that Kovod Achai, because when does the Rambam say, because Nicham Avelim is both Kavod Achai and Kavod Hames. So if you assume then it supersedes Bikur Cholem, but on Yantuf, where there is no Nicham Kavod Achai, so therefore it's only Kavod Hames and Kavod Achai. So however you learn the parents' Tira, but the klal is Kavod Achai beats out Kavod Hames. So we see Kavod Habrias is learned out from Kavod Hames. So the shaila is, how far does kavod habrias extend? How many areas could we suspend in halacha? In other words, what are you allowed to do that's normally prohibited, but for kavod habrias we say it's okay? So there's the famous Meiri, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in when he discusses kfura on Yontov Sheni. The quotes from the Meiri, the Magen Avos. But the famous discussion in the Rishonim, why is it that on Yontov Sheni we're permitted to be the Gemara says, Yontov Shabbos we don't do Kfura, Yontov Rishon we do it Ayidei Goy, and Yontov Rishon we do it Ayidei Yisrael. And that's the Shiloh, whether we do it today, Rav Moshe not to, some communities still do it. But what does it mean? Yontov Sheni, you know, is Lagabe Avelis is Kachol, so it's a Machokas Rishonim. What's the Psha? Why is Yom Tov Sheni Docha? Is it because it's a general din in Kavod Habrias? Kavod Habrias is Docha Durabanans. Yom Tov Sheni is all Durabanans, so therefore that's where you can do everything. And if that's true, so then on Yom Tov Rishon too, whatever is only an Issa Drabanan, a Jew could be Osek in, and anything which is an Issa Daraisa, a guy. So it's a general cloud that Kavod HaBriyos is Docho al Drabanan. So you say, no, it's nothing to do with Kavod, it's not a din in Kavod HaBriyos. It's a special din regarding Yantav Sheni that will matter everything Lagabe Amech. But I wouldn't be able to learn out that Yantav Rishon, I could do Drabanans. What about Kavod HaBriyos being Docho al Drabanans? So that's what they explain. No, according to this Kohaki, I'm not. It's only Kavod HaChai. But Kavod HaMeis would not be Docha, and therefore you have to come on to the special Limud of Yantav Sheni. So that's the famous Meiri who wants to defend the practice. The Talmidim, the students of the Ramban, didn't want to stay with the Rash, but they left Spain and went to Provence, to southern France, and therefore he defends their practice there. So that's where the Mishnah Berurah quotes this. So that's the issue, whether we say it's a general din of Kavod HaBriyos is Docho al Drabanans, or no, that only applies to Kavod. That's only a din by Kavod HaChai, but Kavod HaMeis would not, and therefore it's only you can't do anything on Yantav Rishon. If we're saying Kavod HaBriyos only applies to be Docha, to push off Isuri Drabanan, but it seems to show the opposite, because Tumas Kohanim is a dindo, right? So it's a biblical prohibition of the Kohanim to touch the mace. And yet we see they're allowed to. So how do we explain, how could you tell me it's limited to Vidoche Drabanans at the same time telling me that a Kohen could be Tami Lamei? So that's what the Rishonim talk about in Gemara Bracha stuff. Yudches, Yudtes, Chaf, around there. The Gemara, so Rashi says, Einachinami, Kavod HaBriyos is only Docha Drabanan, but this isn't Dechui, this is Hutra. Because the Pasuk says, Ki im, because it's a special Xera Sakasov, Ki im Lishero, Hakarel of it, that it's Hutra, and therefore it's no conflict. Tosus is in Golver. He says every time you have a conflict, you just say it's Hutra. So Tosus wants to give another answer based on a Gemara Yavama. So Gemara talks about the klal, Ase Docha Lo. So I say usually a mitzvah's Ase supersedes a negative commandment. But Ase doesn't push off Ase Velos Ase, generally speaking. However, the Gemara says there's certain exceptions. When there may be something that's an Ase can be Docha, and I say, and Los I say, if it's not, I say, which, if they're not Shavim Lako. So, therefore, that's what Tosu wants to say here, they're not equal, because Tumas Kohanim only applies to Kohanim. And then we see the exceptions, there's Zayin Kruvim and Meis Mitzvah, so maybe that's why here is an exception to the rule, that even though we only say Kavod HaBriyos, normally to be Doch and Issa Drabanan, but maybe an Issa Daraisa, which is Eino Shavu Akol, so we see, according to Tosus, you could apply the principle of Kavod HaBriyos, and that's why we permit the Kohen to be Metame. We find other places, but it's not, there's a, by the Mitzvah Daraisa of Hashavas Aveid, the returning lost objects, it says that you're not supposed to turn away, and you're supposed to return a lost object. However, the Chazal make a drush in Torah Shavah Pen, at certain times you don't have to. And when is that? So if you're a Zakim, let's say it's not, you're a Zakim, and it's not proper, you wouldn't pick up something which would be an embarrassment. So therefore, Zakim, you don't have to pick up. So we see Hashavas Aveid is a mitzvah daraisa, and yet we see Als Kavod HaBriyos, it's not. This is something, no, it's not really a raya. Number one, this is Dini Mamanos, and technically, it's not the pshat that it's a conflict. Visalamta and the Chazal are telling us it's suspending the Chiyav. There is no Chiyav in this situation. So it's not a, so therefore, it wouldn't necessarily be a Kasha or a Raya. So this leads us to the famous dispute between the Nodeb Yehuda and the Divrei Chayim, the Santarav. You know, different variations of the cases, but the case was that the Nodeb Yehuda was asked, other seven basically, He's actually living in the rabbi's home. He committed adultery with the rabbi's wife, but the rabbi didn't know about it. So the student didn't know about it then. He didn't know about it. It was us, or the wife didn't know. She didn't know it's us, her. So the case was basically the no de Yehuda, that if someone is shogeg, the man is shogeg, the woman, if they didn't know. So do we say if you tell the husband and he has to divorce the wife, well, everyone will be common knowledge and be embarrassment to everyone involved. So do we say kavod abrios is docha, but this is an issa daraisa? Oh, a man can't live with his wife if she committed adultery. So the shaila is, but the husband's only the shogeg, and I say the woman doesn't know either. So the Yehuda says this is totally on a machlokas rishonim, the Rambam and the Rush, in terms of when the Gemara says that if you see someone walking with shatnez, so if it's shatnez daraisa, you got to take it off. But if it's shatnez drabanan, so kavod abrios is docha. So it's two gerses in terms of what's the pshat. Is it talking about when I'm wearing shatnez and I have to take it off because I know I'm wearing shatnez? Or no, it's referring to someone else is wearing shatnez and they don't know about it. So the machlokas rishonim, how you learn the Gemara, and the issue is whether kavod abrios is docha and issa daraisa b'shogeg. So no de Yehuda, since it's a machlokas rishonim, Rambam Rush, he doesn't want to get involved in it, so he goes l'chumra. He says he can't be meichel. And the divrei chayim, in similar cases, different cases, it could be that both the woman could be b'mezid, she knows, but the husband's b'shogeg. So the divrei chayim wants to be meichel, that you could rely on those rishonim that covered our brios, could be docha deraisa if they're doing it. Or at least if one person is doing it, b'shogeg. So we discussed different parameters of kavod ames and kavod achayim. The source of kavod abrios, according to the Prima Gadol and others, is kavod ames. The fact that kohen could be metame. So for kavod ames, it could be metame. How much more so for kavod achayim? And we saw the Gemara in Suva that the chasin and kala takes precedence over the procession because kavod achayim is docha kavod ames. Like we see, the ultimate pshat regarding Bikur Cholam and Nicham Aveilam, whatever the pshat is, but the call is Kavod Achai beats out Kavod Ames. And then we had the discussion on how far it goes on, does it go on all the Rabbanans? Because how you learn by everyone agrees you can do Kfura on Yantav Sheni. Is it because it's a special din on Yantav Sheni? But nothing to do with the general call of Kavod Abrios. But here it's only Kavod Ames. And the fact that it worked for Kavod Ames doesn't mean for Kavod Ames. Or are you saying, no, it's a general rule, Yantav Sheni's draw button, so therefore it's Kavod Ames, Kavod Ames is docha, so therefore the nafka mina, whether you could violate draw button for Yantav Rishon or not, that's a major machlokas Rishonim, you know, the Mishnah Berurah that we talk about. And then so how do you explain then, if it only applies to Rabbanan, so what about the Issa Daraisa of Tumas Mesim? So that's what Rashi writes, it's Hutra Kik, because the Pasuk says, Ki Im L'Sheiro, so therefore it's Hutra. Tosis says, no, you can't say that, so therefore he has to come on to the Gemara and Yavamos, that when you have an Ase and a Los Ase, which is Eno Shavu Akol, so therefore we see, you do say ase docha, los ase and ase certain times. So to here, even though normally kavod abrios isn't docha deraisa, but a deraisa which ain't no shavu l'kol, because it only applies to kohanim, it only applies to male kohanim, so the FMA maybe we could be lenient. That's the Tosfos says, that's the pshat, why kavod ames is docha, the yis of deraisa. We said by Hashava Zaveda, it isn't really a raya, because that's really a din in Mamanos, and it's a din that maybe there was no chiyuv in that case. Not that it's dechuy and it's a conflict and we're working out. And that's the famous machlokas Noda Yehuda, the Divrei Chayim, whether you could violate the Issa Daraisa B'Shogeg regarding Kavod Abrios, two gears is how you learn the Gemara while you have to pull off the Shatnez. So the Noda Yehuda didn't want to be Meiko on a machlokas, the Rambam and the Rosh, and therefore he didn't want to be matur them living together even b'shogeg. And the Divrei Chayyim felt yet that at kavod habriyos we can even be lenient on a deraisa as long as on a deraisa b'shogeg.